Among the ruling elites, the fundamental opposition which developed over years of gradual estrangement from the regime before culminating in the Stauffenberg assassination attempt of July 1944 was that of a minority. Stauffenberg, like other conspirators, was well aware of the fact that beyond the extreme perils of participation in the plot, those setting out to kill Hitler were undertaking an act which had no popular support and would draw wide condemnation. It wasn't that by this time Hitler was universally popular, he certainly wasn't. But killing the head of state and armed forces when the country was engaged in a struggle for its existence triggered patriotic emotions that went far beyond support for Nazism itself. Once more, such ambiguity points to the difficulty of giving a simple answer to the questions, how popular was Nazism and how much opposition was there?